Bad as COVID has been, there's no pandemic in history that's come close to the devastation of plague, at least in what's called the Second Plague Pandemic, better known as the Black Death. It took off in the mid-14th century and within a few years had killed maybe 25 or 30% of Europe's population, and then came in waves for 400 years. Plague is an infection of rodents, which jumps to other animals and humans and kills from pneumonia and septicemia. Like all pandemics, plague was exquisitely tuned to environmental changes, international politics, warfare, disadvantage, and the way humans lived. And there's a lot we can learn from it in the time of COVID. A research group in Norway has bust a few myths about the Black Death, such as the fabled role of rats, and in the last few days has published findings on why it came in waves, because it was thought that it just kept circulating in Europe, not according to this new research. And there may be lessons for COVID. Jo Stentet is Professor of Ecology and Evolution at the University of Oslo. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you very much. Very nice being here.
Just quickly, this idea that it was a rat-borne disease, rats, fleas to humans in this second pandemic, you've disproven that.
Well, we have studied 13 medieval period cities and asked what kind of model describes this death pattern in the population. We compared the rodent flea people, and we compared that with people flea people, and the latter model fits the data the best. So that's why we have concluded that. And by the way, rats were not so common in at least Northern Europe at the time, so it can't really be guilty of this.
So in other words, the transmission dynamics, as we all know from our COVID literacy, were such that it really couldn't have been rats to humans. It had to be human to human in some ways.
Well, they're using a model from India during the third pandemic, and it might have worked very well for India, but it does not necessarily work for the second plague pandemic that started, as you said, with the Black Death.
Now, and that was lice from human to human, as well as presumably pneumonic plague, passing it just by coughing on somebody. Now, this plague, people don't realise, the Black Death lasted for 400 years, maybe even longer, before it died out. And people assumed that it was circulating amongst the animals of Europe. And you have also shown that this is not the case.
Yeah, most of the people in the field, they believed that it was circulating around, that the bacterium was circulating around in Europe, or could hang on in a reservoir in burrow, where rodents, flea, and the bacterium could survive. That's indeed possible. However, we have compared all available genomic data and sort of built up which strain is related to which strain and where does it come from. If you only take genomic information, genetic information, you will conclude indeed that it must have been circulating around in Europe. However, if you include ecological, archaeological, historical information in the analysis, it does point that to outside Europe, that it must have been circulating around outside Europe and then repeatedly coming into Europe. We had a study back in 2015 where we was the first time we actually presented that hypothesis.
And the environment's got something to do it as well, because there were environmental changes in Asia or Central Asia where you believe this came from.
Exactly.
Which encouraged.
Exactly. If you have a few warm and fairly humid years, 2, 3, or 4 of them over a large area, the population will build up, the bacterium population will build up in the wilderness. And then if over the same area, the population, the gerbil, the host rodent population crashes over a huge area, then it spills over, the bacterium spills over to the human population. And then several years later, it shows up in harbor cities in Europe. And it does so several times, actually. So that was the first time we really assumed or concluded that this might have been the case, that it comes from outside Europe again and again.
So the people of the time would have been looking behind them for where it's coming from within Europe, but in fact it was coming in through ports. And border control was really the issue, which they didn't know.
Exactly. Exactly. It comes repeatedly into ports and then spread very fast during through Europe. And the flea to human flea, that explains why it can go so fast.
And the so why did the pandemic disappear? It just disappeared.
Well, that's probably linked to hygiene and that they had quarantine system. So that sort of blocked the import. The hygiene becomes very important, particularly at the end of the third pandemic. It ended in Europe quite fast, whereas around Europe, it continued for quite a while.
I mean, the third pandemic.
And it's most likely to do with the hygiene, which of course is exactly what we're experiencing today. Quarantine and hygiene, you know, stop circulation of the COVID-19.
What do you think?
The coronavirus.
Just briefly, what do you think are the main lessons from this for COVID, if any?
Well, you should pay attention to import from outside, which was important then, back in the medieval period, at least if our assumption is or our theory is right, which is exactly what happened today. We should be very careful about border. We should have border control. Make sure that people are not infected when they enter into the country. And if they are infected, put them into quarantine. And of course, hygiene, which we you know, we have antibac and all this kind of stuff today everywhere.
Niels, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Another time we'll come back and talk about the third pandemic, which probably is still going right now. Niels Stentet is Professor of Ecology and Evolution at the University of Oslo.